The youthful monarch's jaw tightened in briefly remembered pain. Calvin Armagh, the Duke of Tirion, and his own cousin, had represented King Harald in his effort to secure a defensive alliance against Coruscant with the Kingdom of Chisholm. Of course, when Harald selected Tirion, he hadn't realized that the cousin he loved like a brother was already plotting against him in cooperation with Prince Narmon of Emerald. Nor had Harald even begun to suspect that Calvin intended to assassinate both Harald and Caleb.
"There is that,"
Grey Harbor acknowledged in a painfully neutral voice, and his own eyes were dark and shadowed. Calvin Armagh had been Caleb's magnificent older cousin, far more of an uncle and almost a second father than a mere cousin, but he had been Regis Yowance's son-in-law, the husband of Grey Harbor's daughter, and the father of his two grandsons. And it had been Regis Yowance's throne dagger which had ended the Duke of Tirion's traitorous life. So, bearing that in mind, who would you choose for your ambassador this time? Merlin deliberately made his own voice a bit brisker than usual. I assume you've given some thought to that?
I have indeed, Caleb smiled.
Given the nature of the proposal, and ungentlemanly though it may be, the desirability of maintaining enough pressure to encourage Charlion and Green Mountain, I thought we might send them a truly senior representative. Someone like... He turned his smile on Grey Harbor. My esteemed first counselor.
Now just a minute, Caleb.
Grey Harbor twitched upright in his chair, shaking his head.
I see where you're headed, but I couldn't possibly justify being absent long enough for a mission like this. It's the next best thing to 10,000 sea miles from Talisburg to Cherraith. That's better than a month and a half's voyage just one way.
I know. Caleb's smile faded into an entirely serious expression. Believe me, Regis, I know, and I've thought long and hard about it. Unless I miss my guess, you'd be gone for at least 3 or 4 months, even assuming everything went perfectly. And you're right. The prospect of having you out of the kingdom for that long isn't likely to help me sleep soundly. But if we could possibly make this work, it would go an enormous way toward determining whether or not we managed to survive, and you know it. God knows how much I'd miss you, but Michael could substitute for you as first counselor while you were gone. He knows everything you and I have discussed, and his position would put him above the normal political dogfights someone else might have to referee if they tried to temporarily take your place. In fact, he's the only other suitable candidate for ambassador I've been able to come up with. And to be totally honest, we can afford to have you out of the kingdom at this particular moment far more than we can afford to have him out of the archbishopric. Grey Harbor had opened his mouth, as if to argue, but he closed it again, his expression thoughtful with Caleb's last sentence. Then, despite manifest reservations, he nodded slowly.
"I see your reasoning," he acknowledged. "And you're right about Michael covering for me. I don't think a single king or prince in the entire world has ever asked his archbishop to act as a mere first counselor, you understand, but I can see quite a few advantages to the arrangement, especially in our present circumstances. Having the church and the crown genuinely working in tandem certainly isn't going to hurt anything, at least. And he does know all of our plans. And Geoffrey could handle all of the routine documents and procedures under his direction."
The First Counselor's lips twitched.
"God knows he's been doing that for me for years."
"The key points are that we can manage without you if we have to," Caleb said, "and that I can't think of anyone who'd have a better chance than you of convincing Charlion. And the more I've thought about it, the more I think convincing her is probably at least as important as making Hector of Coruscant a foot or two shorter."
"And the prospect of getting to help you make Hector shorter would probably be one of the major attractions of the scheme as far as she's concerned,"
Grey Harbor agreed. That thought had crossed my mind. Caleb gazed at the First Counselor for another second or two, then cocked his head. "So...
Are you ready to go play envoy?